different is always something good. And so today, we are going to, if you turn with me to Luke chapter 17, verse 32. Luke 17, 32. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke 17, 32. And I really ask you to concentrate and really pay attention to the Word of God. And anything that comes to your mind, I ask you that you pray and take those things, worldly things away. So Luke 17, verse 32, Jesus said, "Remember Lot's wife." Remember Lot's wife. The word "remember Lot's wife" is in imperative sense. Means it's a command for us to remember. That means it's a command that we will keep this in mind. It's a command that we will not lose in our memory what Jesus has said when he said, "Remember Lot's wife." I'll tell you, some of you may not even know who Lot's wife is. Maybe this is the first time you're hearing Lot's wife. Yet, you may say, "Well, I believe in God. I believe in the Lord." If you really believe in God, and if you don't know who Lot's wife is, that means you're not reading the Word of God. You're not really reading the Word of God, and you'd say that you love God, but are you obeying His Word? So remember Lot's wife. So who is Lot? Maybe you have heard Abraham. Lot is Abraham's nephew. When Lot's father died, his grandfather, that is Abraham's father, took care of Lot. If you turn with me to Genesis chapter 11, 31. It's here, "And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abraham's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of Chaldeans to the goal to the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there." So Lot's uncle was Abraham. And I'll tell you, I believe there was a good friendship and a relationship between Lot and Abraham. Why I say that? Because when Terah died, he's the one who took care of Lot. But when he died, Lot accompanied Abraham. Wherever Abraham went, Lot wants to go. And Lot liked Abraham. Wherever Abraham went, Lot wanted to go. Now, where did God? Of course, we know that God told Abraham to go, right? Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. It says here, "Now the Lord has said to Abraham, 'Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' So Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran." Here we go. God gave a promise to Abraham. Abraham and his descendants were worshipping idols before. See in the book of Joshua this. Okay, they were worshipping idols, but God, by his grace, God told of Abraham and said, "I want you to get out from your country and go to the land that I'm going to give." And who else goes? Lot. And if you turn with me to... But I'll tell you, there was a separation. Lot was with Abraham for a long time. But there was a separation. We will see this separation in Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13. starting from verse 5. From verse 1 to 5. Oh, starting from verse 5. Says here, Lot also who went with Abraham and had flocks and herds and tents. Now the land was not able to support them that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's and livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanite and the Perizzite then dwelt in the land. So Abraham said to Lot, Please let there be no strife between you and me, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren. Is it not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, I will go to the left. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. Alright, here we see there was a separation. The separation we see is not that there was a strife between Lot and Abraham. The strife was between the herdsmen. Who are the herdsmen? Herdsmen are the people, they are the servants of Abraham and Lot, who took care of their flocks, sheep, cattle, goats. So here we see Abraham's flock is increasing, so Lot's flock was increasing, their wealth was increasing, and there was a strife between the herdsmen. And so Abraham said, let there be no strife between us, let's have a separation. And there was a separation. Now, verse 10 says, Abraham gave a choice to Lot and said, Lot, if you go to the right, I will give you the first choice. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. But if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. The choice was given to Lot. And what a choice. If somebody gives you a choice, all right, I'm going to give you a choice. If what will you do? You take the best, right? Yes or no? Well, if you're a Christian, it could be different. If you're not a Christian, you will be greedy. But here, Lot acted carnally. Lot looked, verse 10 said, Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan before it was watered everywhere else. He saw, wow, towards Sodom and Gomorrah, green pasture. Looks good. And wow, I can make a fortune there. I know Sodom and Gomorrah is wicked, but I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to fall into sin. And how many people want to stay close to sin in the gray area? How many people want to stay really close to sin because their flesh likes it over there? Their flesh is tempted to be close to sin, but yet you will say, I'm not going to sin. That's what happened to Lot. He was tempted. He was tempted in his flesh because he saw the beauty of the greener pasture. He saw the wealth that he can have. He saw the pleasure. It's going to be a comfortable place. And he saw the future that he can have over there. And he saw that, well, I think I can make it over there, and I'll be very comfortable. I don't have to worry about it. Less worries. Isn't that how people think today? Isn't that how people think? James chapter 4. If you turn with me to James chapter 4, verse 12. Verse 12 says here, starting from verse 13, I'm sorry, James 4:13, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Wow. And many are making plans. And this is how Lot was acting. He was looking to the future. And he saw that he can make a fortune. He saw that all his problems are going to vanish away. He saw it's going to be a comfortable place. And I'll tell you, even when we were looking for a house, right? And we were excited, looking for a house. The first house we are going to buy. But things didn't work out. We got a little apartment. We are happy. God's will. I praise God for God's will. Not my will. And here we see Lot. He was going by what he sees by external outward appearances. If you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, something you should memorize if you do not know. 2 Corinthians 5 7. Hide in your heart. The Bible says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. How do you walk? The Word of God says, for we walk by faith. When we say we, is it including everybody in the world? I tell you, it's a person who is reading, who is a believer. Not everybody in the world. They're not walking by faith. They're walking by sight. And here we say, we walk by faith, not by sight. Tell you, Lot here was walking by what? By sight. How about Abraham? Walking by faith, trusting in God. What is faith? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Is that you see? Absolutely not. Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trusting in God and trusting in His Word. Trusting in His Word. Trusting in His Word is trusting in God. Trusting in God is trusting in His Word. You cannot say, I'm trusting in God, then you say, I don't believe His Word. Those are two contradictory issues. Cannot go together. If you love God, you trust in God. If you trust in God, then you trust in His Word. That's what it is. It's simple as that. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that. So faith is something you don't see, but yet you trust in the Word of God. Opposite of faith is what? You look, you feel, and it's the feelings, it's emotions, it's seeing what you do. It's just like the pagans, how they act. They go by feelings. They go by what they see. This is how Lot acted. So if you are in this position, wear Lot's shoes, and then Abraham comes and tells you, all right, I'm giving you the first choice. You can go anywhere you want to. And here you can see Sodom, just below Sodom and Gomorrah, the beautiful green pasture. How will you act? On the other side, you see all barren land. How will you act? Well, that's why Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Because there's a deep, very short scripture, but there's a deep meaning into that. There's so much meat beside that little scripture. There's so much broadness in that little scripture that we had to see. Remember Lot's wife. Genesis chapter 13, verse 12 says, and dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even far as Sodom. That means towards Sodom and Gomorrah. That means he's going to the sin city, but he's not there yet. But it is exciting here. I can live comfortably, but I will not sin. How many people make those decisions daily? Christians get into that and say, I don't care. I will not become worldly. I will not, but I will. They still want to have the world and the word at the same time. They want to enjoy the world and come to church. You cannot have both. I'll tell you what happened to Lot. Want to stay close to sin, close to temptation. But I'll tell you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says that Satan is like a roaring lion. 1 Peter 1:5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Sorry. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I tell you, Satan is the tempter. He's called a roaring lion because he would like to come and massacre you, devour you. At the same time, we know that Satan is called the tempter. He is called the serpent. A serpent. You know, you open a small little crack to Satan. That means you want to come to close to sin, but yet you are not sinning. But you want to stay close to sin. I'll tell you, you're opening the door. Just a little crack for Satan, for the serpent. That serpent can creep in through any small crack because the serpent is slippery. It will go through, and I'll tell you, serpent is so slippery, and also you will not hear any noise when the serpent comes. It's so silent. The next thing you know is you already have fallen into sin and temptation because you opened a small little crack. A little bit, that's enough for the enemy. He's slippery, and I'll tell you, if you remember Matthew chapter 4 verse 8, how Satan tempted Jesus. Matthew 4:8, an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Well, something like what Lot seeing over there, the green pasture, the beauty. Here, the Satan is tempting again. Satan tempted Lot. Satan tempted Jesus. And he said to him, all these things I will give you, but you will fall down and worship me. Satan can say, I'm going to give you everything what you ask. But one thing I want you, don't ever read the Word of God. I'll make you busy for your wealth, so you will have no time to read the Word of God. I don't want you to pray in the name of Jesus. But I'll make you religious if you want it. You don't have to really get into the Word of God and study, but I'll make you religious so you will feel comfortable. You can worship whatever image you want, saints, whatever. As long as it's not according with the Word of God, And you can go to your church and burn all the incense you want to, but as long as you don't obey the word of God. Now, whatever church says is all right, as long as you don't obey the word of God and follow what the word of God says, it's all right. I'll make you religious. Yes, I'll tell you. Greatest, the most religious person, where he doesn't want to obey God, is Satan. Because the Bible says he comes as an angel of light. Comes as an angel of light. He knows the scriptures. That's why he even quoted scripture in the book of Matthew. But he doesn't obey God. Satan doesn't obey God. And here we see that how Satan will tempt people. What do you do when temptation comes? When the tempter comes, what do you do? Well, I'll tell you, the first thing is, when you see the enemy, the Bible says, flee. That's the first thing you should do. Flee, just like Joseph. Flee. So don't walk according to what you see. Just trust in the word of God. Walk by faith, not by what you see or according to your feelings. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 says, 1 Corinthians 7, 5, come lack of self-control. Self-control is something that God has given us as Christians to be strong. Do not deprive one another except with constant prayer time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer. Come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Of course, you know, the enemy, when he comes, one thing we need to do is fall at our feet, pray, fast and pray. What happened to Lot? Turn with me to Genesis chapter 19. Let's continue the story. Genesis 19, verse 1. The angels came to Sodom in the evening. Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. I'll tell you. Where was Lot before we saw? He pitched his tent where? Towards Sodom. Right? Not in Sodom. Not in the sinful, wicked city. But he was not in Sodom. But he was kind of close to Sodom. Now where is he? He is in the gate of Sodom. Meaning he's right in the middle of the sin city, Sodom. You see, you open a little bit to Satan. Just a little bit. You want to stay close to sin, just a little bit, you'll be there. That's what happens. You don't open a little bit to Satan. You cannot say, I'm strong, I can do anything I want to. No, you are not. And when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And if you read verse 4 to 5, when these angels came, verse 4 says, now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house, and they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them to us so that we may know them carnally. Know them carnally means that they want to have sex with the angels. That's what it means here. Know them carnally. The word know there in Hebrew is very intimate word. Intimately knowing somebody, like a husband and wife relationship. And here, to have sex with them. Now, of course, Lot said, if you go in the context, it says there, verse 7, please, my brethren, do not so wickedly. See, I have two daughters who I know, who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you so you may do whatever you want to. I have two daughters. They are virgins. They didn't know a man. In a sense, they knew people, but they didn't have any sexual wickedness, these daughters. But I will bring them, but don't have sex with these men. And here we see who came. Lot, of people from everywhere, all the people in that city, they surrounded God. And you can see how wicked this place was. Homosexuality. Gay is not being gay. It's not a good word. It's a sin. And here today, it has been open, homosexuality in this country, isn't it? It's okay to be homosexual today. It's okay to become lesbian today. But the Word of God says no. He's going to pour His judgment. Sin is going to be punished. And I'll tell you, verse 13, Genesis 19:13 says, "For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has gone great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy." God is going to punish the sinners. Now let me tell you something. God is going to pour out His wrath on this big city, this beautiful big city. God is going to pour out His wrath. Chapter 19, verse 16. Let's go to verse 70. "So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, He said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look behind now or stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed.'" Lot is telling them, the angels are telling them, "I want you to go as fast as possible. Escape for your life." But see verse 14. So Lot, how Lot told this, he spoke to his sons-in-law who had married his daughters. I'm sorry, probably I made a mistake before. I said his daughters were virgins, okay? So here we see who married his daughters and said, "Get up and get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But to his sons-in-law, he said, joking. I'll tell you, today when people say that God is going to pour out His wrath, God doesn't like this, what you're doing. It's contrary to the scriptures. But you say, "You're joking. How can you be like this? Are you getting too old? Too conservative? You must be joking." I'll tell you, God doesn't joke. His word, when He speaks, is serious. To the people outside, what we say, what the Word of God, it may be joking for them. But I'll tell you, His Word is serious. When God says something, it's going to happen. Just like how we sang the song today. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him as His Word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, "Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord." That is trusting in Jesus in sweetness, just to take His word as it is. Because the word says, "Thus says the Lord." And verse 19, "Indeed, now your servant has found favor in your sight, and have increased your mercy which have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot escape the mountains lest some evil overtake me and I die." Here Lot is asking, "I cannot go to the mountains, but I go to this little city kind of far away." But I'll tell you, here your servant has found favor in your sight. That means Lot is saying, "I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But God has found grace. It's because of God's grace that he found favor." He's not knows that he acted carnally. He knew that he's the one who went to Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't go there, but he went close by, but he was tempted. Next thing, He is in Sodom and Gomorrah, in the wicked city. Because the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And Lot knew that he was in sinful nature. He sinned against God. But still he said, God, yet I know that you have favor on me. I don't deserve this. I deserve to be destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah. Because I